Like I said, it's one of those days.
Now it's time for... I can't even do my old man impersonation. What the hell is happening? Can we end the show now? I don't think it's going to get any better. All right.
We got like an hour and change left, Joe.
We got Ask Alex coming up. Too many good things.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Reset.
And now it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. It's news you may not see on your TV, but Joe wants to talk about it, so we're obligated to. Okay. Law enforcement sources named 23-year-old Mark Anthony Condit as the suspect in the bombings that killed two and injured at least four others in Austin, Texas. The family said they were stunned that he was behind the deadly bombing in Austin over the last month. Did you guys see his photo that they put out? Like,
yeah,
what the guy looks like?
A young 25-year-old, happy-looking guy. I mean, in that photo, he looks
happy.
I'll
be honest, I thought, okay, it's probably some crazy old white guy, or maybe this is like an ISIS terrorist thing or homegrown thing, but I don't know. This is just weird. The family said, we have no idea of the darkness that Mark must have been in. Right now, our prayers are for those families who lost loved ones, for those impacted in any way, and for the soul of our Mark. We are grieving and we are in shock. So I just couldn't believe that when I saw that. I think Liv, the web girl, is the only one that's Catholic on the show. Did you give anything up for Lent?
Yeah, I did at the beginning. I forget what it was, so I don't think I really kept up with it.
Sounds like it was successful.
I forget. Oh, I was going to try to not use the word hate.
Oh, okay. That's over. There's no way you did that. I've heard you say hate not. 7 times today. All right, well, this is something maybe more guys would do. The folks at a software group looked at computer malware infections detected since Lent began on February 14th, and they compared that to those months leading up to Lent. They found almost a 20% drop since the start of Lent, which means less people are looking at porn online.
Well, that's good.
So I guess a lot of people are giving up porn. They're like, I'm going to give up porn for Lent.
Wow.
To be honest, I don't know if that's good or bad, but...
Probably good.
I'm just glad we're not doing that here at work. Remember the last time we got our computer infected with that one thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm interested in this right here as far as getting a divorce. Nearly 40% of couples in Florida want a sleep divorce. A sleep product review site, Mattress Clarity, surveyed 3,000 people in Florida and found 40% of couples would rather sleep in a separate bed than sleep together if given the choice. Over a fifth of the couples said they have been in arguments regarding sleep habits, and over a quarter of them said they've had discussions on whether to allow pets in the same bed. I've been there. The survey also found that nearly 10% of people had a relationship end because of sleep issues with their partner.
The whole thing sounds like the Pesh household.
It is. Yeah. And the things we deal with, I love our dogs, Benny and Paddington, but they like push me out of bed. They're a-holes. They're 40, 50 pound like bed weight, so they
sleeping
get in the way.
Sleeping with animals in the bed makes me want to throw up. I mean, personally, as a non-pet person, that grosses me out.
Why does that gross you out so much?
I hate, pet hair and all that stuff. I'm just not an animal person. So just being that stuff in my bed, like when I was on dating apps, I would always swipe left on somebody that had pictures of them like cuddling their dogs in bed and stuff. I was like, nope.
I don't mind.
Couldn't be with them.
I don't mind the hair because one of our dogs sheds, one doesn't. It's weird how their coats are. But them moving around. And the other thing is I have sleep apnea, but the sleep machine helps incredible. I don't snore when I use it. I'm quiet as can be. It's no problem. But we argue all the time about that. I just wish that we had separate beds. Not that I don't love sleeping next to my wife, but
if you guys, your relationship in particular, it's a death sentence for your marriage if you guys started sleeping in separate beds. There's
Why?
No way.
Why would that be a death sentence? How do you think that?
Because I just think, like, you already talk about how you guys barely do it, and then you're going to not even be in the same room anymore? Forget it.
Well, that's because I don't always feel like having sex.
I know.
I feel like half the arguments would be gone with them, though, about, like, waking
you
up
think
and
it
the
would
snooze
be better?
Button, all that stuff. Yeah.
Why don't you
By
try
the story
it?
He's told us.
Why don't we do an experiment this coming week, starting on Monday, where you don't sleep in the same bed as Lindsay and see how it goes and if it improves your relationship or if it makes it worse.
Where's he going to sleep?
On the couch.
Hell no. I am the king of the castle.
Well, then make her sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
All right.
Get out of here, Lindsay.
Lindsay, no offense. Alex wants to do it, so you have to go sleep out there.
But maybe a couple twin-size
to
beds
To be fair,
in the
though,
room,
like,
Joe.
Like, maybe. I could do that, like back in the old TV shows.
Yeah,
but
bunk beds.
With our relationship, at least, as far as like sex, it doesn't necessarily happen where it's like, oh, I'm in bed, you're in bed. Let's get it on. I think it's more like you feel the moment, then we go to the bedroom. It's not like we're laying next to each other and, we just start. It doesn't happen that way for us.
Think about their schedules the whole week, Alex.
It's
I know. I'm
opposites.
Saying, so let's do an experiment. Let's see if it would work or if it wouldn't work.
Yeah, somebody's got to get take the couch.
All right. Nice transition. Something you're probably interested in. People poop on average 24,000 pounds in their lifetime.
Cute.
Did you think that's a little
I'm
or
so
a lot?
Glad I know that. Thank you.
24,000. So be thankful for your colon out there doing all the hard and heavy lifting.
That's
out there.
Disgusting.
Let me see if you guys believe in this. Many people believe they are protecting their teeth by drinking through a straw. Do you guys think, you know what I mean, like where you don't actually drink out of it? Live the web girls nodding their head.
I know that that's false, but I am a straw person. I cannot drink something without a straw.
Why?
Yeah, I think it's false too, but I believe it. I put, you know, rot the teeth in the back, forget the front.
So nobody can see that then?
Yeah, the Hollywood teeth in the front, don't mess those up.
Yeah, experts warn it actually could be a myth. They say straws do very little to protect your teeth from serious damage, and using them may do more harm than good. For example, you might end up with smoker's lips. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, drinking through a straw could prematurely age the skin around your mouth.
It gives you wrinkles, but I cannot drink without straws. So.
I will never use a straw. Yeah,
I just don't want to put my mouth on anything.
I don't think Kim Kardashian does either. I'm pretty sure in one episode she talked about that. She doesn't use straws.
Do her lips still work?
I think.
They do something. I don't know. They also say that it may not protect your teeth against staining, but like MYK said, more of the back. So I don't think you see it unless they open their mouth. They say it can cause, though, cavities and tooth decay because I guess you're sucking it right in there. But I don't know. I see all those people. It's hard to like only put your, for me, to put my teeth on the straw and sip.
Well, you don't put your teeth on the straw, first of all.
Then what do you do?
You just put your lips around it.
What's the point? Because you're still shooting it in right on your teeth. I thought the idea was to protect the front of your teeth.
No, you put it
the straw is sitting further. Like back on your tongue. It's not sitting against your front teeth.
You put it in the front?
No. I'm saying
you
don't know how to use a straw.
Quit talking. Shut up. What I said is this. I said, no, it goes in. Do we have a straw here?
Yeah, I have like a tiny little baby straw.
Have you used it?
Okay. Stir.
No, yeah, if this what say, yeah. This is stir straw, but if it is, yeah, I'd put it in like this. See?
Mm-hmm. You're biting it. So
well, I'm trying to keep it you want it to fall out when I'm talking. I'm like,
you're taking a drink right now.
Yeah. Like that. I would do it like that. But I'm saying when you're doing that, though, it's hard to do with a straw to actually... like to suck it up. No. I'm not saying do it like this, like right against your teeth, like that. Like, of course not, because then you're going to directly stain it.
I don't understand what the argument is. What do you not get about using a straw?
I've never actually seen you use a straw. Now that I'm thinking about it, I've never seen you drink from a straw.
What?
Just, I hate, like, I just, this whole thing is annoying me. I don't understand what you don't understand.
That's my opinion!
Thank you. All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show.